you would remain standing for the call to worship. Could it be? What was prophesied is now true. Our teacher has risen. Christ has risen.
He has risen indeed.
He lives. Seated, but also join me in our gathering prayer. Oh Lord, what a morning. Your Son has defeated death. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The world was forever changed as your kingdom came to earth. May we hear anew this story and marvel at what it means. May we find new wonder in the good news of Christ's return to the living. Today, may we all be made alive again through him. Amen. Okay, this morning at sunrise, we are listening to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. This particular telling of the resurrection story is my favorite one to tell at sunrise. So listen carefully to that morning. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." And then Peter, the other disciple, set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for they had not yet as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said, "Well, I said that already." "Yes? Well," Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener. She said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not touch or hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God this morning for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I love the story of Mary Magdalene because in many ways it would be my story. Because Mary had witnessed his crucifixion and his death and watched them carry her beloved Jesus away to a tomb. And she knew it was Sabbath and he hadn't been taken care of. So can you imagine her at home gathering all the things she needed and waiting all night long for dawn to come, because she couldn't do anything until dawn came. And so she moved out into that twilight time that we would have been, that we were moving out and about this morning to make it here. She moved to make it to his tomb. Now, think with me, this one woman, according to John, went to a tomb that was going to have a stone in front of it. She came with the stuff to take care of Jesus with all her herbs and spices. How was she going to move that tomb? Did she even think about, "Oh, I'm going to have to move the tomb"? She was so distraught, all she wanted to do was take care of him. And she didn't even think about all the practical parts of what that meant. And she gets there and it's moved. Can you imagine? If you were her, what would you feel at that moment? Would you believe it? Who had moved? Her response was, "Someone's taken him." And I bet she looked in and got very frantic because she ran to tell the disciples. The disciples run back. And all they do, after they look in and see he's not there, they're not quite certain what that means, they go home. I imagine they go home a bit puzzled, a bit confused, but Mary doesn't leave. She stays right there. In her anguish, she stays right there. And then she peeks in again, and those two angels tell her that he's not there. And I love the fact that we've been talking about gardening. And when she sees Jesus for the first time, she thinks he's a gardener. And when he calls her by her name, Mary, she knows. She knows who he is. And she runs and tells, "I have seen the Lord." Can you imagine the emotional roller coaster that went through that woman? From anguish to joy. From that pit of despair to that place of great hope. And that's what Easter is. That place of great hope. Because as I watch and you can do this all through the service, I watch Jesus in this stained glass get lighter and lighter and lighter as the sun of the day begins to rise more and more. I remember that the gift of a sunrise is the gift of hope, because we can remember every sunrise that that's when Mary got to say, "I have seen the Lord," because Jesus came from death to life. So my concern for us today is, do we stay in the darkness of the world? Do we stay in that place of despair? Do we stay wondering where Jesus is? Do we stay wandering around looking for the empty tomb? Or do we get still a little bit and allow Jesus to call us by name? And when Jesus calls us by our name, when he says, "Michelle," when he says, "Susan," when he says, "Faye," when he says, "Christine," when he says, "John," do we hear Jesus calling us? And can we say at that moment, "I have seen the Lord"? The world wants us to believe it's an idle tale, but it is not. Can you remember this morning those moments when you have seen the Lord? Do you want to share this morning a moment when you might have seen the Lord this week? I'm going to share a very short, special one. It happened Friday night. We did something very different here. We did something called Soul Collage. And there were six of us gathered, and Susan Babbitts told us what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to sort through all these magazine pictures and just let the pictures make a pile of the ones that spoke to our souls. Okay, Plank Chapel, we had to do this in silence. Can you imagine Plank Chapel in silence? But we did. We had some piano music around us. And I looked over, and one of the women was weeping. And then as she shared the story of her completed collage, she spoke of the gift of hope in the fact that the deaths of two innocent babies, one hers and one her daughter-in-law's, that she had a chair that showed the chair in heaven. And for some reason, that gift of that time and silence with the pictures allowed her to heal again and know the hope of where those babies are. And I saw Jesus. I saw the Lord in her face, in her peace. So is there a moment this week or recently where you have seen the Lord? Yesterday at the wedding. Very much so. We had a wedding here yesterday morning, well, yesterday afternoon, of a woman who came in at the end of a worship service months ago and said, "May I have my wedding here?" And she has ties to the community. And as I heard her story, her husband's story, her grown son's story, God had done an amazing thing of love and restoration in that family. And that they were here in this place to begin. It was his first marriage to begin here in this place. It was a gift to know that God's restoring love can restore lives. and make families new and look a little bit different than they did. So, yeah, God was here in this place. Anyone else who'd like to share a moment when they have seen the Lord? Then, Leo, what's it look like out there?
Rainy.
What time we got? Judy, you checked. Is it 7:06 already? Oh, look at when I finished. That would have been a beautiful moment. Oh, we're going to sing in here. John, you don't have any fiery sunrise sky this morning. Starry. So think about those places and remember every sunrise, that Christ is risen and we are a people of hope, not a people of darkness and despair. So we're going to stand and sing Because He Lives. Shall we stand? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. May you go in peace, in the love, in the hope, in the beauty, in the life of the resurrection. And I'm going to offer us a blessing upon the breakfast. And those of you who wish to make your offering to the Lord, there is a basket in the fellowship hall that have envelopes for Plank Chapel. So you can make that offering should you wish. Gracious Lord, we ask your blessing upon the food that the men have been working to prepare. Ask your blessing upon the men who got up to do that for us. And your blessing upon our fellowship as we gather around delicious pancakes this morning. And we thank you most for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. Go in peace and see how well the sun has risen.